You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's show is another in our abundance series. It's our third one. This time we get so much more deeper into what financial abundance and all abundance is really about. It's not really what you think it is. It's a completely different way of looking at abundance. But if you can get this idea, well, you'll move swiftly to the life you intended to live. So enjoy the show today. Before we get started, just want to remind you, if you'd like to join our Friends of Facebook group, it's called Friends of Joshua. Go to Facebook, search Friends of Joshua, and ask to be invited into the group. It's a private group, so we'll let you in. And please rate and review and share this podcast with your friends. The more ratings we get, the more noticed we get, and the bigger the whole thing grows, which is awesome because we want to make sure that anyone who is interested in this information can find us. And if you'd want more information about Joshua, just visit www.theteachingsofjoshua.com. All right, enjoy the show and have a wonderful week. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
Joshua.
Awesome. Hello. Good to have you here. Hello. Welcome. Hello. Looking forward to it.
Are you interested in making some money? Would you like your bank accounts full of cash? Would you like to have the freedom that the money provides? Would you like the experiences that you could have if you had all this money? Well, that's an interesting thing to talk about, isn't it? Because if you had all the money, you would be having different experiences. They would not be the experiences that you have, that you're having now. And do you think that the experiences with more money are preferable to the experiences that you would have without the money? Well, this is the fundamental aspect of abundance. Abundance is the presumption that you're receiving everything you need to do whatever you need to do, to explore whatever you're choosing to explore, exactly the way you want to explore it, in the right place, at the right time, with everything you need. Not just money, but friends and experiences and new ideas and new conditions and new manifestation events, all leading you on a purpose. The purpose is to understand your true right to abundance. You see, you were born abundant. You were born free. You were born perfect. You were born knowing your path. You were born knowing who you authentically are. And somewhere along the way, you adapted some limiting beliefs, and the limiting belief says, you're not worthy. You're not capable. You're experiencing lack. You wish things were different. You are perceiving yourself as a victim. All these limiting beliefs help form the life that you have lived up to this point. And somehow, some way, you were guided through inspiration to discover these teachings, to be in the boot camp, to be here now talking about the subject of abundance. And so from our perspective, we think it's hilarious that you believe that you're not fully abundant, because you've always gotten everything you needed to do whatever you were exploring. And the assumption that you haven't gotten what you needed comes from a limited perspective, based in victimhood. Now, if you understood that you were source, you know that source created the universe, and source creates everything, and nothing is created separate from source. And since you are source, you would revel in the creation of what is happening, knowing that this is the perfect creation for you. And yet you look around and you judge your conditions and you want to control things and you want to fix problems and you want to do things you seem to think that you can't do. And yet everything that you want to do, every experience that you truly want to have, all of it is contained within. There's nothing outside of you. Everything outside of you is just a reflection of what you're thinking about, what you're feeling, what you're believing within yourself. And if you could open up that belief system, well, then you would go along a trajectory towards more true abundance, more true freedom, more exciting experiences, more joy, more exhilaration, more love. And why aren't you getting what you think you need? Well, because you're exploring the lack of that. That's all that is. That's the only thing. You're perceiving yourself as the limited version of source. That's it. And if you were to expand to the ultimate realization that you are source, to the authentic version of who you are, if you were able to accept that, well, would you have your bank account full? It doesn't matter. You wouldn't care. You literally would not care. It would be unimaginable to think that you needed to have anything different than what you have, because you would understand the perfection in the design of the system. And the design of the system is to give you everything you need, not everything you wish for, because that would take you on another trajectory. The understanding that everything you have in this life now is perfect for whatever you're exploring. So maybe you might choose a new exploration. Well, if you were source itself, if you fully understood who you are, if you understood the dynamics of this system of physical reality, if you knew the universe was always bringing you what you wanted, would you even have a desire? Would you have any desires whatsoever? Well, you would have desires because those desires have been attracted by you and created by you, and yet you would not be attached to any outcome. And in that relaxing of your need for anything to happen that you think needs to happen, everything would come to you. All the money, all the freedom, all the joy, all the experiences that you like. And you wouldn't want to change that trajectory because it would be so exciting and so thrilling and so much fun and bring you all these feelings that you intended to feel. And it would lead you to more authenticity and more authenticity and more understanding and more clarity and more joy and more connections to other people and more empowering service to others. And so the thing that's holding you back from everything you want is the illusion of imperfection. And we come here to tell you from our higher perspective that everything has always been perfect. Everything has always been working out for you. This present moment, you have everything you need to be focused on this conversation. In the next moment, you will have everything you need to conduct the exploration you're conducting. And so if you're exploring lack, you're really exploring unworthiness and confusion. You're really exploring the illusion that you are not source. And if you could focus on understanding that you're source more today than you did yesterday, and more tomorrow than you did today, and more and more and more each day, playing with that feeling of disconnection that's inherent in this reality that you seem to think is so real, and pushing past the fear to discover who you authentically are, then everything would line up, and it's always been lining up all the way from the beginning to the end, in every moment of every point, in every dimension, throughout history, throughout the beginning, which there was no beginning, throughout the end, which there is no end. Do you see? Everything is perfect. The perception of imperfection is the only thing keeping you apart from that which you truly desire. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Let's talk about money.
Hi, Joshua. I had this inspiration during my daily practice to reach out to Gary about a question that I had. And I think that you already answered it, but I'm going to read it to you. Is the money we currently have and have been receiving a reflection of how much we feel our self-worth is? Looking at the question from the old way of life, but as we move more into the new way of life, as we move more towards love, we would not need an abundance of money at all, just enough to have, be, do what we desire. Is that how our new approach to life would be? So we would no longer need a salary or someone to pay us for something based on what we are worth, but just do whatever we are inspired to do, and whatever money comes is all we need to do that what we are inspired.
The salary that you receive is not based on what you're worth. It's based on your perception of what you're worth. It's a reflection of your worth. And if it's not enough to do with what you think you can do, if it's not enough to pay the bills, if it's not enough to have the vacations and the house and the car and all that, it's a reflection of you thinking that if I had more money, then I would feel more worthy. And the opposite is true. If you had more self-worth, if you identified with yourself as source, if you realized and lived in the belief that you're the creator of the universe, that you can have, be, and do anything, well, then the money must come to support that belief, because your reality is a reflection of your beliefs. If you believe that you're the most valuable person in any area that you choose to pursue, then the money has to come to show you the intensity of that belief. How much do you believe it? How much is it necessary? Now, you might look at a lot of humans and say, they are very wealthy. And you say, that must be because they think they're worthy. Well, to a point, that's true. But also, it must also depend on how much they're exploring unworthiness, because you could effort and struggle your way to a great deal of money and feel more unworthy than when you started, you see, because you thought that the money would prove your worthiness instead of feeling the absolute worthiness and then letting happen whatever happens. So worthiness is certainly a component of that. And yet your exploration is certainly a component of that too. But let's just take a very simple example. If you lived in fear and victimhood, if you did not understand your worthiness, and this is why you're living in fear and victimhood, would it make sense for you to accumulate or receive a great salary or have a great job? If you're living in fear and victimhood, are you of service to others? Are you of service to all that is? Well, certainly you are, from a sense that your perspective adds to the value of all that is. But it would be counter to your beliefs to receive accolades or approval or money for a job well done. Now, if you were living in love and you were inspired to write a great book or a screenplay or create an invention, and you felt that this was something you were worthy of, that you were not identified by it, you're not attached to an outcome, you were free and easy, you just brought forth the information and made it physical in some way without attaching your identity to it or your persona to it, you see? Just for the fun of it, or possibly even the advancement of humankind, you brought forth this idea. And then the idea went on its way and interacted with whoever it interacted with. And you let it go. You said, okay, I brought it forth from this idea into physical reality. I manifested this thing, an artwork, a song, an invention, and I'm done with that. I'm not going to continue to pursue this, to make sure that everyone likes it, to validate my worthiness through the appreciation of this thing I created. I'm just going to go on to the next thing I'm interested in. And then the life of that product or idea would support you to be able to go to the next level. And so think about that. Think about something that you created, that you let go into the universe, that people used because it was valuable, and that money flowed from that. Now, would the money flow to you so that you could feel worthy about yourself? No, you already felt worthy about yourself, and that's why you became the path of least resistance for this idea into physical reality. You are a creator. You create by receiving inspiration, by taking action, and by manifesting non-physical ideas into physical reality, to take thoughts and turn them into things. Now, the thing you think is a great thing, the invention that changes the world, is no different than if you were to fill out a coloring book. It's exactly the same thing. You take the idea, you bring it forth into physical reality, and there it is. It need not do anything more than that. The joy came, the interest came, the satisfaction came simply from taking the idea in a place of alignment, the inspired thought, pushing past whatever fear that was there, and producing something. If that production was designed to make you a star, well, there's a little wobble in there, isn't there? If it's designed to make you feel worthy, well, then it can't really do that, can it? Even if it became successful, you would not get the feeling of worthiness. So we say it's better if you just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Say, this is a thought that came to me. This is what I can do with it now. I am willing to share it openly with the rest of humanity. And let's see where it goes. Let it fly away. And then be on to the next idea, whatever that is. And you could come from the most brilliant idea in the world. And then the next idea would be to call your mother. Equal. Both of those inspired ideas, equal. You do the next thing. That creates, that conversation you have with your mother is just as powerful and meaningful as the invention that changes the world. Do you see? It's all equal and it's all divine timing. So let go of your attachment to what anything means, because it means nothing. There's inherently no hierarchy in the creation of physical reality. It's all even. It's all an experience. It's all energy.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So the old way of life, our salary was a reflection of our worth, is what I think I heard you say. So now the new way of life is we know that our self-worth comes from within, and we're trying to, and we're pushing past limiting, we're working on limiting beliefs to bring us to the next level, right? So that we would get inspiration from source. And each inspiration, we would look at it as, okay, so you said using a coloring book, for example. The next inspiration where, okay, I'm going to go jump out of a plane, but in, we look at that as it's all equal. It's doesn't mean, and that's how we keep our vibration, that it's all equal no matter what. We have no, we set no worth to that. We do what we're inspired and we let it go, and that's it. That's what we're here to do.
And will that bring you riches?
Who knows?
Who knows? If it brings you riches, good. If it doesn't bring you riches, good. You see, right. If it brought you riches and that wasn't for your journey of self-discovery, then it would be detrimental and you would not want that. But from your limited perspective, you say, that is what I want. That is what I do not want. And so you live a limited version of your life, a limited experience. The highest possible experience of your life would be to simply go with the flow of it, have no attachment to any outcome, encounter limiting beliefs, birth desires, but let it go. And then act on as much inspiration as you can, because that inspiration will lead you to more fully understanding who you are authentically. And who you are authentically is one who is not limited by fear. So inherent in that trajectory is a more free life. And it's freedom that you want. The only thing you think you want money for is to give you more freedom or security,
right?
You see.
Right.
Both things that are inherently misunderstanding the entire system of physical reality. What you want is absolute freedom. Now, how do you attain absolute freedom? You remove all the limitations imposed by irrational fear, or even rational fear, all fear, you see. But as you ascend on this journey to authenticity, you encounter newer fears. Now, imagine that you had an idea for a business, and this is just a spark of joy comes to you out of alignment, and you cannot resist it. It is so intense, and you just love this idea. And so from your limited perspective where this idea comes to you, you try to imagine the future. Oh, I'll make a lot of money. Oh, I'll become famous. Oh, it'll be such a great ride and joy. And then you plot along, or you set goals, or you think about the future of it, and then something happens, something becomes known to you, or it comes into your awareness, and you're like, oh, I might have to go on TV and talk about this, or I might have to stand in front of a stage to talk to customers, or I might have to put myself out there with the fear of rejection and failure, you see. And then you say, nope, I'm not going to do that. Forget it. And that kills this business idea. Now, the business idea wasn't to do any of these things. It wasn't to make you famous or to get you rich. It might be a side effect, but what it was is to enhance your journey of self-discovery. How will you discover yourself more in the, say, 7 years of this business, from the time you start it to the time you sell it, or from the time you start it to the time it fails, or the time you start it to the time you go on to something else, you see? That's all this is about. It's a journey of self-discovery, and a business might get you there. A career might get you there. But once you've traveled along there and you've understood who you are from a higher perspective, you will be bored by the idea. The idea that you once thought was fascinating will become boring. But now you're attached to the income from it, or to the reputation that you get from it, or the some other thing that you get out of it. And now you fear loss. And so you hold on past the point where it's a valuable part of your exploration. because the fear of loss. First, it started out as a fear of rejection. You might fail. People might think you're crazy for doing this. It might be something that others would not approve of. And then you push past that fear, you make it to something else, and now you don't want to give it up because you're attached to it, because you've given meaning to it. Now, the brilliant way to do this is to get the inspiration, feel excited by it, go along a journey of self-discovery, go as far as you go, get into alignment, get a new idea, and then kill the first idea. Leave it behind. Let it go. Give it away. Throw it away. It doesn't matter anymore because you didn't do that to get any of the stuff that came from it. You did it for the exploration. So if you're starting a business and you say, okay, this is simply for the enjoyable ride and the eye-opening awareness that I will get about myself and how I can come from a place of limitation to an expanded level of less limitation. And then let's say it lasts for 7 years. I know for sure that I will ascend to a new level through every experience of every day of this. And so I can foresee where there will be wobble in my vibration that needs to be cleared out. So I know for sure that there will be struggles and obstacles in my way. Bravo, this is what I want. I don't want instant success. I don't want it to be without manifestation events. I don't want it to be this smooth, easy ride that everyone thinks it's going to be. I want to see my wobbles. I want to clear up those limiting beliefs. I want to ascend rapidly to a new place. And as I succeed or fail or whatever it is in this experience, I have that experience. And that experience is why I'm doing it, for that. So I choose never to look more than a day ahead, to understand that I'm going to do everything with my full intention and integrity that I am here to serve all that is. And that if I am bringing forth in service all of my energies and leaning into this idea fully, the universe will support me in everything I do. I will meet the right people. I will find the right clients at the right timing. If I want this to grow bigger than it's growing, well, maybe that's an inspiration and that I could do something. But if I perceive that the business is not growing as fast as it should, well, that's because I'm feeling some fear. There's some limiting belief there that says it should be different than it is. And you can work on that limiting belief and you can ease into it, and then you will expand quickly and elegantly. And you can have your eyes open to all possibilities, especially if you're not attached to what the business or what the idea means about you. That persona that you've developed that you think keeps you safe is keeping you limited. The abundance that you're looking for comes from making that persona more malleable. That definition I have applied to myself. I'm honest. I'm good to people. I do things for other people. I help other people. I'm smart. I'm funny. I'm enjoyable to be around. Those are beneficial beliefs about this persona. But inherent in there is all these limited beliefs as well. If you can take your beneficial beliefs with a grain of salt and say, I am so more magnificent than anything I could possibly believe. And there are limiting beliefs that cause me to separate myself from source. In this journey of whatever I'm inspired to do, the money won't make me feel worthy. The people who say I have a great product or a great business are only doing so from their perspective. It doesn't mean anything about me. What they perceive I'm doing can't mean anything. I'm only doing it because I'm fascinated by this idea. And I'm just bringing forth more inspiration, more inspiration, more inspiration. You see, in easing your way and expecting the wobbles and obstacles and not having an attachment to the outcome, you become a path of least resistance. And what does that mean? It means that all of the non-physical entities who are interested in the subject you're interested in are flooding you with ideas, flooding you with ideas. And the only thing that's stopping you is your irrational fear based on limiting beliefs. So while you're softening those limiting beliefs, you're also softening the intensity of the fear that pops up. And if you're pushing past that fear and being vulnerable to failure and rejection, knowing that there is no failure and rejection is not possible because no one can know you. And the arbitrary, conditional definition of success has nothing to do with true success. True success is not bank balance, is not number of units sold, is not any of that. True success is your willingness to go along for the ride and seek joy at every spot, every stop.
Wow. So fabulous. But two questions come up. Question one would be, so say you started a business a couple years ago, it didn't pan out. You see all the benefits of it, I see that. And now I'm in a different place. So you're saying just let that go, move on to the next thing, right?
The business that didn't pan out, is that a failure?
No.
Well, would other people think it's a failure?
Yes, they would, yes.
By believing they would think it's a failure, there's something in you too that thinks it's a failure. And you say, well, they think it's a failure, so they must think I'm a failure. And so I don't want to try anything new because if I fail again, then it confirms in their minds that I'm a failure. And it confirms in my mind I'm a failure. So better not do anything. Better not try anything. Now, if you look at that 2-year experience, you can see that you ascended to a new place, a new perspective. You got information. That information prepares you for the next idea.
Okay.
If you take it in those terms. But if you take it to mean failure or care what people think, you know, they think what they're going to think. And they're a reflection of what you think. You're putting thoughts in their minds because they're never telling you what a failure you are.
Correct.
All your thoughts in their minds coming back to you.
Projection. So
clear that projection out and realize, actually, this was a tremendous success. I got to start this thing. I got to play around in it. I got to face a few obstacles and understand my limitations. And I came to a place where I said, well, I could probably keep this going. I could probably effort and struggle even more. Mm-hmm. But what's the point? Why not let it go? And so we say, even if it was the most massive success in the history of the world, and now you have a new idea, let it go. Give it away. You don't need any of the money from it. You could sell it for $10. You could will it to a charity. You could give it to someone else, whatever it is. Or you could sell it. It doesn't matter. The thing is, you don't need to hold on and get the most value out of it, make sure that it always pays you in the future. That idea is done. You can throw it away in the garbage because the next idea without the attachment to the past idea is going to be more spectacular. Why? Because you've ascended to a brand new level, brand new level of understanding of who you are.
Perfect. And then one other question is you said, okay, so say you have this inspiration and it's something that like you start thinking about. So I guess it comes back to dreaming, like, you know, what we would say is dreaming about what the possibilities would be. Are you saying, you said only do it for one day, only look one day out. Is that, you can't just like, I mean, think of all the different possibilities and have fun with it?
You can have as much fun as you like with it, but just remember that as you project it into the future, the size of the dream, the steps that you think you'll have to take to get there.
Right.
Who you'll have to be when that dream manifests will cause you to feel fear because you're looking at it from your present perspective, your present more limited perspective.
Okay.
This journey is a process of becoming less limited. It's expanding through these experiences where you come to a more limitless version of yourself who is ready to handle everything that comes with it. Be on TV, be on stage, interact, speak clearly, write, whatever it needs to do it, you gain all that insight and wisdom by taking those steps every single day. So if you say, I'm interested in this idea today, what can I do today? Oh, I can get a logo. Oh, I can write out a business plan. Oh, I can jot my thoughts down. Oh, I'm inspired to talk to a friend about it. I'm inspired to research other people who've done something similar. I'm inspired to look at the property, look at what's available for lease, figure out the money part of it. What do I need? Not worried about where the money will come from, because that's for the version of you to handle when you've expanded through the first inspired thoughts that you received. Okay. If you can just go even more locally, more immediately, I have this inspiration, what can I do right now? I have this inspiration, what can I do right now? I have this idea, what can I do right now? You go tomorrow and say, I have no inspiration. What should I be doing? Nothing. Don't do anything. Wait for the inspiration. Think about all the employees who will come. They will be inspired to come at the right time. If it's not the right time, you wouldn't want to miss them by trying to make things happen.
Right.
Think about all the customers when they come. Think about the consciousness of humanity. When will they be ready for the idea? They may not be ready for 2 years. So you get 2 years of pre-planning. 2 years. Maybe the technology is not here yet. Maybe you're trying to figure out how this is going to work by present day technology. But in 2 years, there'll be a new technology that makes it work brilliantly that you weren't patient enough for. And so holding on to the foremost understanding that everything you do is a journey of self-discovery, and that's the only purpose of it. And that if you're excited by the idea, well, there's going to be fear that pops up. And if you can push past that fear, you'll expand to a new level closer on this journey. And in this mindset where you are focused in love, doing much more than you think you can do, realizing that a lot of the stuff that you're doing does not need to be done, and it's just a distraction, distracting you from the fear you're feeling by not doing something. We'll also go a little bit further here. It's very interesting to note that the inspiration that comes from within you, if you can't tie it to the manifestation of a desire, you can't see the obvious value. Let's say that your desire was to make $10 million, live on the ocean, in a mansion, with a bunch of cars and a nice boat. And you say to yourself, wow, that would be a fun experience. That would be interesting. I'd really like to do that. And so you get the inspiration to start a business. You say, oh, if I start this business, it's going to lead to this desire. And so you'll push past the fear to do that business. But then you're on this trajectory that's been altered by this attachment to an outcome.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you can attain that just as easily. But we promise you, it'll be effort and struggle and confusion along the way. If you could say, I'm going to realize that all the inspiration that comes to me is for my benefit and growth, and for the benefit all that it is. And if I can take one step in the moment to act on the inspiration, I may not understand where this is leading me. But with enough of these steps, I know the universe is going to bring me everything I truly want. And if I had everything I truly wanted, well, I would have the knowing of absolute abundance and absolute freedom that is my birthright. And nothing you can think in your mind can surpass the thrill of that life.
Mm. Wonderful. It's just so hard to give up not planning for anything.
You are not the driver of this bus. There is someone else who will lead you everywhere you need to go. The reason for this is you don't have the roadmap.
Right.
You're looking out the windows and saying, oh, it's pretty over there, but it's way better where you're going. If you could just trust the driver to lead you there and just take the action steps that you can take in the moment or not, either way is fine because the driver is always driving in that direction.
Right.
And you're either believing the driver knows where he's going or you're wishing the driver will go somewhere else. And when you wish the driver will take a detour, the driver is happy to take the detour. But eventually, you'll see that that detour wasn't where you really wanted to go, and the driver will get back on the freeway. and keep taking you there until you ask to be taken on another detour. The fewer detours you ask to go on, the more willing you are to believe the driver knows where he or she is going, the more elegant, fun, delicious, exciting, satisfying experiences you'll have along the way. And the less manifestation events that you really have to not worry about, because a lot of those manifestation events are on the detours themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Exactly. But then, Joshua, then say I had an inspiration to go on a, say I woke up today, I had an inspiration to go on a trip. I got the inspiration to go to, on the internet, I see there's great plane tickets and I booked the flight today. The trip is in 3 weeks, say. Well, isn't that pushing it out to the future? Or
the
we still just
inspiration is for that point in the future.
Okay.
Now you could have gotten the inspiration. You could say, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And then not do it. And then you could come in tomorrow and have the same inspiration and say, nope, I'm not going to do it. And then it would build up and build up and build up. And maybe the day before you had the inspiration and you say, damn it, I'm going to do that. And then you booked a flight and it's just $100 more. So that's all there is.
Okay. Okay. So really we're living, the best way to approach this life is get up on the day, a new day that you say it is, and just act on inspiration for that day and do whatever we're supposed to, whatever step it we're inspired. And then the next day, if something totally different from what we desired the day before, we go with that.
Now, doesn't that make sense? If you could get up today, release your attachment to any outcome, do what you're inspired to do all day long, whatever it is, wash the dishes, send a note to a friend, check your emails, plan a trip, and then tomorrow comes and you have different inspiration, why do you think that is?
Different vibration?
Because you expanded through all the experiences that you had today and you arrive at a new, more expanded place tomorrow. And so the inspiration tomorrow is something bigger.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful.
The universe
Thank
is saying,
you.
Erin has acted on all this inspiration today. Look at her. She's pushing past fear, pushing past fear, pushing past fear. She doesn't have any attachment to where this is going. She's not planning the outcome of it. She's just feeling excited and exhilarated by pushing past fear. You wake up tomorrow, the universe says, ooh, she's really expanded. Let's give her some more. Let's give her some more. And all of those experiences will be expansive, expansive. Some will be thrilling. Some will be exciting. Some will be mundane because you will judge them as not being important. And some will be manifestation events. And you're welcome to struggle through manifestation events in misery if you like to. But we promise you, the perception of a manifestation event as a negative thing is simply your habit of resisting the messages coming to show you about your limiting beliefs. If you embrace that manifestation event, sure, you might feel fear initially, you might feel a little bit negative emotion, but you would realize what's happening here. You do your little work, you process that limiting belief, and you get back to alignment right away, ready for more inspiration. And the universe is not going to send you into manifestation event after manifestation event after manifestation event after manifestation event unless you're living in fear. The universe wants to wake you up if you're living in fear. If you're going with the flow of everything is happening, there's no need for the manifestation events because you're not resisting anything. You see? The manifestation events show up to say your limiting belief is causing you to resist the reality that's coming to you. And so that limiting belief must be adjusted before you become a vibrational match to anything you want. But if you are not offering resistance, then it doesn't matter what your limiting beliefs are because they're not limiting you. You could have a myriad of limiting beliefs, but if you're going with the flow of life and acting on inspiration, you have no need for a manifestation event because you're going with the flow. It's not limiting you. So the authentic version of you isn't one without any limiting beliefs. It's one who is not limited by any of those limiting beliefs. One who can still push past fear. One who can still do what they intended to do. You see?
Well, why does it seem like whenever you feel that, I feel, that I think, okay, I'm going to step into the new approach to life, walk away from a job or something like that. But then it seems like the universe like throws it right back. Well, here, are you sure you want to do this? This opportunity to go back to a job. Why does the universe seem to do that? Like almost test you.
If the universe is going to see you as the path of least resistance, wouldn't it make sense that your vibration would have to be fully up there, be fully resident? Because, and this isn't how it works, but this is how we can explain it to humans. Imagine that there were this idea, and in the population of humanity, there were 100 people that could be receptive to that idea who would actually take the steps to manifest it into physical reality. Mm-hmm. And so the universe is saying, well, should we give it to Aaron? Well, let's see if Aaron's really up there. Now, this isn't how it happens at all, but maybe you can understand it by this.
Right. This is what it
because
seems.
Because the ideas are just coming to everyone, but you're knocking them out of the way because you have a fear. Oh, maybe an inspired idea won't come, or maybe it will take too long, or maybe I won't pay my bills in the meantime. If you were a vibrational match to the idea that would lead to massive of income and success and joy and service and a transformation of some idea, well, you would have to be fully committed to that idea. You would have to say, I'll sleep in my car. I don't care. I don't need any of this. This is the thing that I am passionate about. You'd be willing to lose everything. And so are you willing to lose everything? It's not that you would lose everything. It's are you willing to it? Are you willing to do what it takes to get there? Are you willing to push past the fear? You do not have to do any of this. You can try and stay safe if you think about it in your humble abode that you have now. But it's never going to be the fullest version of this life that you intended to live. So there'll always be some conflict there. So what does that mean? It means that at some point, you'll have to have a little faith in yourself. Okay. Because yourself is source.
Right.
So when you have faith in yourself, you're having faith in this entire system, in your inner self and source itself.
So it's really just coming to me to show me that, okay, are you ready to go forward or do you just want to play it safe?
Exactly.
Okay. It's interesting because when you were talking, I was thinking, oh, this is scary, but yet exhilarating. And it's funny how scary and exhilarating kind of feel the same way to me.
How anxiety and exhilaration are two sides of the same coin, or anxiety and excitement. Because there's two ways to approach life as a victim in fear. Limited, and that is a fear-based life where the fear is just a numbing sensation that's ever present. The new approach to life is not one without fear, but the fear is a little different because you'll be receiving more inspiration, but that's when the fear pops up. You'll be feeling good, you'll be feeling fine, you'll be feeling happy, then you have an inspired thought, and all of a sudden fear. So the more inspiration you have, the more fear comes up. And so it's still a life with a different relationship to fear. But it's a highly energetic life. And it's a life with more clarity about what fear is. And if you really understood fear, you would know it's all the same. So the fear of rejection is similar to the fear of death, similar to the fear of loss. Right. But it's all an illusion. So when you have an inspired idea and you say, okay, I can do that tomorrow, and you don't do any action right now, there's nothing wrong with that. Just know that's the fear of death. That's the fear of loss. That's the fear of rejection.
Right.
It's as intense as if you were standing in front of a firing squad, you see. Mm-hmm. But you say you can mitigate that fear by saying, I can do it tomorrow. And by saying you're going to do it tomorrow, you're simply succumbing to fear. You may not call it fear. And this is the most detrimental illusion of this. Because in perceiving that you could do something later, because time is a construct of this reality, mm-hmm. you are just choosing to control your fear.
Right.
If there was no time and you had an inspired idea, well, you could only do it in the moment because there's nothing other than the moment. There is no waiting for another moment. If you're in the non-physical, you receive inspiration, it's being done right now. There's no possibility of not doing it. You are, if you have a thought to check out this eagle in this national park sitting on a branch, you are there. Mm-hmm. Why? You're instantly transported into that eagle. Why? Because there's no fear. No fear. If you're a human and you thought, wouldn't it be interesting to see the perspective of an eagle? How would I do that? Oh, first I'd have to climb a tree, and then I have to catch an eagle, and then I have to put a GoPro on its head. I don't want to do that. You see? Right. Because there's fear at every step of the way. It's mm-hmm. still the inspired action. Now, that inspired action to get the perspective of an eagle could just lead you to going to a state park and camping, or to researching something about eagles, or to seeing if anyone else has ever done this before. And that's the, that is what the inspiration's for. The first step, not the entire thing.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Excellent. We have time for one quick question.
Can you add on to that story? And I think, and I'll just ask the question. If you book this trip for 3 weeks, and then the morning of the trip, you wake up and you feel inspired to, oh, I didn't call my mom, but if I call my mom, I'll miss the bus. Or, I don't know, just I'm going to make a new decision, which is going to lead to missing my trip. I don't know, talk about that.
So you have an attachment to the trip. Why? Why do you care?
Because I planned it, because I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. No. Because you have an attachment to what you think is going to happen from the trip. If we told you that plane was going to crash, would you still have an attachment?
Right.
Would you still care about the money you paid for the ticket? Mm-hmm. Would you care about any of it? You mm-hmm. think you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so you say, well, I had the trip planned, so I have to go, even though I'm inspired to do something else. You see.
But that's my question. Would you feel inspired to do something else? Or is it, I don't know, like...
If you were inspired to do something else, it's for your benefit.
And so you wouldn't have an attachment to going on the trip anymore?
If you were in the non-physical and you planned this trip 3 weeks ago, which would be impossible because everything's in the present moment, but if you did, right? And you had the inspiration to call your mother, you'd be on the phone with your mother. You couldn't get on that trip. It wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
If you're not doing what you're inspired to do, it's due to fear. Always. And the fear is losing the money on the trip, losing out. But now, imagine this. Imagine you say, I'm not going to call my mother. I'll call her when I get there. So you go on the trip, you call your mother, everything seems perfect. But you're in a different dimension. Completely different dimension, living a completely different life. Nothing is wrong with that because you'll always be guided back to that path, that inspired path that you were born to live. It's just how much resistance are you going to have along the way? How much resistance? Now, you could also, conversely, call your mother, get stuck on the phone, miss your trip, and then be upset at yourself for making a mistake because you think that you can possibly make mistakes. You're assuming that the trip would have led to something you wanted. Mm-hmm. And so you're damning your decision for calling your mother. And even while you're on your phone with your mother, you're in some anxiety because you have to get out the door to go on this trip, mm-hmm. you see? And then she says, I need you to come over and help me. And you're mm-hmm. like, Mom, I have a trip planned. I can't help you. Mm-hmm. And she says, I really need you to come. Mm-hmm. And then you go there and she needs the blinds fixed. And then you're furious at your mother mm-hmm. because now you missed your trip. Mm-hmm. But that interaction with your mother was the most powerful and creative thing you could have ever done.
Okay.
And you can't understand where it's going to go because it doesn't mean there's money in your bank account.
Yeah.
But the universal connection to that version of your mother that's there at that moment is going to be something that you'll carry forward into the non-physical.
Yeah.
A new understanding of yourself and of her. And if you could do this, if you get to this level where you say, Mom, I heard that you called. Is there anything I can do? Yes, I need you to come over. It's very important. Mom, I have a trip planned. She says, I really need you to come over. You say, I'm on my way. And you go over there and you walk in that door with sheer joy that you couldn't be anywhere better on earth. Mm. And you live fully in that experience of whatever you are there to do for or with your mother. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, you revel in the satisfaction of that co-creative experience and your courageousness for letting go of the trip and letting go of the money and showing to the universe that that doesn't matter to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing matters to you. Mm-hmm. That you're living in the moment fully guided as a blended being.
Yeah.
Now, can you see also that with this perspective, that every single inspired thought and action is leading you to a discovery of who you are, and that this is the only reason you're here. Mm-hmm. And that now you let go of that plane trip, you let go of all the money you spent, you say, my abundance is not out the door because I lost a little money on this. Right. There is more coming in that could be imagined, more coming in that could be imagined. Yeah. And you go to your mother's house and you're interacting with her and you are fully being present without any regret or resentment that she called you for it. Beautiful. And that she has you do something mundane. But now in your greater awareness of who you are, you don't do it as, you don't look at it as mundane. You look at it, this is the most heightened level of experience available on planet Earth at this time. Wow. And I'm going to give my all to this experience. I'm going to fix these blinds. I'm going to install them with love. I'm going to have a fun conversation with my mother. I'm going to uplift her. I'm going to let her know that she's loved. Uh-huh. And then when I drive home after the experience, I'm going to be wrapped in pure joy.
Wow.
Knowing I am the creator of this reality. Mm. And as the creator, the entire universe is mine, is mine for the making, is backing me up every single way. Mm-hmm.
There's something that you said in there that I just love everything you said. The part that my wobble, I guess, is what you talked about is in the trusting in of yourself, that you made a wrong decision or this kind of thing. Can you talk about that?
If your source, the creator of the universe, the creator of all that is, could you make a mistake?
Yeah, right. No.
And who are you?
I am source.
And if you perceive that you made a mistake, is that from the perspective of source or the perspective of the limited human?
It's my limited view. Absolutely.
Because you don't have enough information.
Yeah.
Had you had the information that source has, because source has all the information,
yes,
you would know for sure that it was not a mistake.
Yeah.
So if you could look at every action you ever taken, you're from now on and in the past, you have never made a mistake. You cannot make a mistake. It's not possible. Everything's working out for you always, always, always. It is not possible ever to make a mistake. You can't lose anything. You can't lose money. You can't get swindled. You can't, nothing can happen to you. You can perceive these things are happening to you, but they can't actually happen. You see, because you are the source creator of this reality. All you're doing is looking at it from a limited perspective or a higher perspective. Choose the highest perspective whenever possible, and you'll enjoy life. You'll enjoy a life as you intended prior to your birth. If you could literally go with the flow of your life, you would give up 100% of control. You would never judge anything as wrong or bad. You would see everything from the higher perspective. You would live in this moment. And since you'll never do that, you get to play this fun game. This has been an amazing experience about true abundance and true freedom with truly special, intelligent, spectacular, magnificent beings of creation. Realize that you are source and let everything flow. And with that, we are complete.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Sorry, guys.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was pretty interesting, wasn't it? Thank you so much for being here. And thanks again for sharing this podcast with your friends and to liking it and subscribing to it. That helps us out a lot. And remember to visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. There you'll find a whole bunch of Joshua articles and some questions and answers by people all over the world. There's a lot of free stuff there as well. And if you're interested in joining the next boot camp, there's a page about that on the website. And you can always contact me directly at garybodley@gmail.com. So until next time, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.